From Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ, Thief River Falls, Minnesota, you're listening to Times Past. Interviews and speakers sharing the history of Northwest Minnesota landmarks, personalities, traditions, and organizations. Times Past is brought to you courtesy of the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Hello, I'm Glenn Broggett, welcoming you back to Times Past. On our previous installment, we began part one of my visit to the Marshall County Historical Society's Visitor Center and Settlers Square Complex, located in Warren, Minnesota. Well, this time around, Director Sherlyn Meyer and I take a full tour through the Visitor Center and discuss some of the many items that are on display. Let's go back to the Marshall County Historical Society's Visitor Center in Settlers Square on this edition of Times Past. Let's just kind of do a little bit of a walking tour before we go out and kind of check out the grand grounds here. Okay, so we're walking over here. Tell us what we're coming up upon.
Well, we have some vehicles in here that are in our collections. One of the very first early ambulance from the Warren Ambulance Service. There's a Dahlman gravel truck. That was one of the first gravel trucks that they had. And a farm grain truck and an old fire truck and an old Maxwell car and some sleighs and buggies.
And we're looking over here, and it's kind of caught my eye, is some of the from the various gas stations and stuff. This is some very cool lamps that are here that have been donated.
These are actually on loan from a gentleman that lives here in Warren, and he's been a collector of mobile paraphernalia for many years. And so he's let us keep these things here, his Pegasus horse and his big gas tank and some of the different globes that go on top. So it's a really nice collection, and he's been in periodically and changes out some of the globes and some of the different things that he has. So
you're telling me this guy has a rather extensive collection.
I believe that he does. So
okay, we're coming up on a little section here in the History Center, a church center. Someone is over here praying.
This is pieces of the Oak Park Church, which was by Oslo, Minnesota. The church kind of was ravaged over the years through floods, and they couldn't keep it anymore. So we have the altar and the altar rail and their organ, a pew, baptismal font, and pulpit. And we've just recently installed the lights that came from the church. And we have one of the stained glass windows, which we're going to be getting up here shortly in the next few days, which will have lit, so it'll look nice.
Mm-hmm. It's really just a race against time to find some
gosh.
Of this stuff.
It is. Like our log cabins out there are very old, and they're made from a bur oak. The logs were from bur oak trees, and we have somebody from NDSU in Fargo, a student and his professor, are doing a study on the effects of the floods on bur oak. So they're coming, they're going to be taking some scrapings from the logs on the cabins, and they'll share their findings with us, so that'll be pretty interesting.
Another thing it's on display at the History Center is something, of course, connects us, is the Pembina Trail display. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, we have the ox cart that Delmer Hagen used to replicate the journey from northern Minnesota all the way down to the cities. This is the ox cart that he used. The ox cart trails went all the way from the Forks in Winnipeg all the way down to St. Paul, to that area. So there were many trails, and the fur traders are the ones that carried the furs that they trapped and all the way to do trading.
Oh, we're looking over here as well. I'm looking at the fur trade, and you got a very cool little setup here, including the furs on the lovely mannequin over here.
This is actually a traveling display. We're with an organization, the Northwest Minnesota Historical Societies, and this is the third of a traveling display that's gone to the different places.
Could you talk a little bit about the Native American display here?
Yeah, the hammerheads and arrowheads and all these items have been found locally in Marshall County. So it's pretty interesting to see all these things.
I want to go check out over here before we go out and check into the other buildings. You got kind of a interesting setup. Takes us back to the old uniforms of yesterday over here at this display.
Well, these are school uniforms for the different sports teams. We have a children's section here with toys and clothing. This loom, as a matter of fact, belonged to a woman that was one of the survivors of Indian uprising in 1862. And this was her loom. And she, after she was married, moved to this area from southern Minnesota. And we're fortunate to have this. And there are a couple members of our historical board that know how to run the loom. So we'll have displays now and then, or demonstrations. Here, they should never leave an artist a blank white wall because we have a 25 feet here and 75 feet of wall over here, which will eventually all be painted in murals. And it's like the timeline of Marshall County. We're starting out with the glaciers and Lake Agassiz, the Native Americans and fur traders, and then the pioneers and the early farmers, and we're going to continue on down.
Who have you gotten to, have you got, do you guys work on it, just you?
That's me.
This is a big, big project and a big undertaking.
It is, but I'm just so excited to be working on it. It's going to be really fantastic. And I do have to show you, before we leave this building, one of my favorite displays, and that is our military room. I think my first big project after I started working here was to help get this room organized.
Boy, that must have been a heck of a process, too, I mean, to get in and go through.
It really was. We had new display cabinets built and mannequins that show the uniform of each from World War I, sure. World War II, and so forth, on all the way up to the Gulf.
And not only that, I'm looking at some of the wall displays. You have a wall of heroes.
We'd like to get more, and these are just some of the photos that we had on hand. And we do have lots, so we'll be trading them out, you know, now and then. We'll be putting different ones up and changing them out.
And I suppose that you're always seeking input, so if there's families that may have, veterans that may want to get their picture.
Yeah, exactly. And we have uniforms of, well, here's Senator Donald Sinclair, one of the senators that was in Minnesota, came from Marshall County. This one over here is a gentleman who I believe now is 95 years old, still living in Warren. And he was in the Marines, and he was aboard the USS Intrepid when it was hit by two kamikaze planes. So his story is absolutely fascinating. And what I've been doing too, or trying to do, is get veterans from Marshall County to sit for an interview. I've filmed Mr. Hillman and another gentleman from Alvarado who was in the Korean War and have their stories, and they're just so fantastic. We have them here. People can sit down and watch them. I think the longest one, I think, is like 30 minutes.
You've been listening to Times Past from Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ, Thief River Falls, Minnesota. Times Past is brought to you courtesy of the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For Times Past, I'm Glenn Brockett.